Last week, a group of companies that serve as suppliers and producers for major mattress brands filed a petition with the International Trade Commission, alleging dumping practices by seven nations that represent 80% of mattress imports in the U.S. However, according to the American Mattress Alliance, the tariffs that are being sought would prevent new mattresses from being imported, just as America urgently needs them to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Brian Adams, the vice president of Ashley Furniture, is a member of the alliance.
The coronavirus is battering the U.S. economy and endangering American jobs. Now, my industry is fighting a new battle against an anti-dumping case targeting seven countries that make up a small but critical 22% of the U.S. mattress market. It's disheartening that these corporations are actively working to limit incoming mattresses that are so crucial to fighting COVID-19 and saving lives.
The alliance argues that now isn't the time for corporate warfare. Dr. Michael Roizen, the Cleveland Clinic's Emeritus Chief Wellness Officer, speaks about the need for beds during the pandemic.
If we shut down the supply of hospital beds, the immediate effect would be catastrophic, as more and more hospitals and emergency centers are calling out for more beds. We're in this for the long run and should be planning for additional peaks later this year and into the future.
To learn more, visit AmericanMattressAlliance.org.